Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome. It's Friday evening here on the Dave Show with BLR. What are we talking about today? Football. We have four quarterbacks to count down. 32-20. Today we go 19-10. We have the one, the only Ryan Norton calling in 10 minutes after the hour. We got four with you. What else is going on out here? Get in there, check them out, become a club member, get a locker that backs up to a humidor. Never worry about your sticks going bad. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, now serving beer and wine. NFL games are on all the time there. They do have the NFL ticket. Check your favorite college team out as well. Again, that's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Thank you for joining the Casual with PLR. This is PLR. Got about 7 minutes or so, so let's open it up for some calls first. Before we get Ryan calling in, call in number is 917-889-7828. All calls made via the Carrie Lackey Law Line. Do have a caller on hold. Thank you for your patience. This is the Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. It's Lou.
Lou, what up, my friend? How are you?
All right. Well, we got the battle at the Meadowlands tonight, Jets and Giants. Yeah, I know, it's only preseason, but nevertheless, I always look forward to it. You know, the battle for bragging rights. I mean, that says it all right there. Now, the question is, what is the Giants' new quarterback going to do? Because I'm not too sold on this guy.
I don't think too many people are, but we'll
see. Okay,
he'll get his reps tonight for sure, and we'll see where he, you know, what he looks like technically. I mean, as we all know, these are pretend games. But you can show flashes of what you're made of. I mean, can he hit wide receivers that are open? Is his timing good? Those are all things that we can judge no matter what, if it's play or not.
Yeah, well, you can't really say it's pretend because, you know, this kind of depicts, you know, where you're going to end up. You're going to end up, you know, on the team, you know, this year or maybe not. I mean, if you're that bad. So it really does mean something to some people.
To some people it does. You're 100% correct. But you know what? An NFL coach told me a long time ago, when you get to this point, 85% of their roster is already set. So it's really 15% of the people battling for a position. And they already have an idea of what direction they're going in. And if we just, on the top of our head, do quick math, you know, 10% of 55 is what, 5.5, 15% of that. So they pretty know down to nine people, nine positions, who's going to be on a team. And that's really what they're battling for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, because a lot of people think, it's just practice, big deal. You know, not so much. You know, I beg to differ because, you know, with young players trying out to make the team, it means a lot more than what most people think.
Well, that and some veterans that they're bringing in to get a look at. Like I said, it helps. I don't think you need four of these. I definitely don't think you need four preseason games to determine what extra nine people you want on the team. But because generally, okay, so let me put it like this. If Daniel Jones comes out tonight and he throws 15 passes and they're all complete, is he going to start the opening game or is Eli Manning going to start?
Well, I think being as Eli's last hurrah, I think maybe they want him to start.
Okay, so Eli's going
to start. That's just my opinion,
though.
Don't take my word for it.
Sam Darnold is going to come out. Let's say whoever Sam Darnold's backup is goes 15 for 15. Are they going to sit Sam Darnold?
15 for 15, maybe he'll start. Maybe he's clear up his rookie mistakes.
No, not Sam Darnold. If Sam Darnold's backup comes out and throws 15 for 15, is Sam Darnold not going to start when the season
begins? If that's the case, no, he won't. No.
No, so my point is there's certain positions where you already know what's going to happen. So that's why I think people get like, okay, great. I don't care if there are guys. Julio Jones is not going to suit up for one down in preseason football. Okay, does that mean if someone goes out there and makes, you know, 10 spectacular catches, that Julio Jones is no longer a starter just because he didn't play in preseason? No, you don't want. You want to see enough where no one gets hurt. That's it.
No.
And the guys that are battling to make the team, Lou, and I hate to sound disrespectful to them, but the guys battling to make the team, if they get hurt, they're probably replaceable anyway because they're out there struggling to make a team, which means there's not going to be that much separation between them and the next guy anyway.
Yeah, likely.
So anyway, it's football.
Yep. Right. Did you make anything on Kevin Durant's comments saying that it's nobody's fault that he got injured in the finals? I mean, I happen to agree. I mean, it wasn't his fault. I mean, these things happen. But he's been getting a lot of flack over that.
I have no issue with what he said. I mean, I thought it was partly his Achilles to begin with anyway. So let's say this. Let's say Kevin Durant played in that game and he wasn't injured. And then let's say Kevin Durant played and they won that game. And Kevin Durant played in the next game and they won that game. And now they win the title. And then walking out of the arena after they won, he tore his Achilles. Are we saying the same thing? Let's say that he tore his Achilles practicing with the Nets after he decided to leave and go there. Are we saying anything? I mean, look, should he have played? I don't know if I would have played. I don't know. But I know this. These guys play to win titles. Most of them, anyway. And he saw an opportunity to come back and play to try to win. I don't know how you blame the doctors for that.
I don't think you can really blame anybody.
Yeah, he played. He came out and he played, and unfortunately for him, it had an adverse effect, and things went south, and we wouldn't wish that on anybody.
I would think you're right.
Yeah. No issue with what KD said.
All right. Now, get this. A soccer player from Philadelphia, he plays for Philadelphia Union, was making an address during his game after he scored a goal, and telling that that lawmakers have not done enough to combat gun control. Now, I happen to agree with him. I may not agree in the setting that he did it in, you know, doing it in front of a soccer crowd audience and on national television, but, you know, I do happen to think that, you know, he has made a point.
I think when you work somewhere, you have to follow the rules set by the employer. Now, if you decide not to abide by those rules, you have that right. But if there's any repercussion that comes from it, then you have to live with that repercussion as well. Now, I say this, and I always laugh at my friends one way or the other, because I don't know if you know, but Arizona might be one of the most liberal gun ownership states in America. There's like a gun show here every 6 weeks. I could sell my neighbor a gun right now, my old gun right now, and it could be whatever. So I always laugh just because, for no other reason than this, Lou. I really could care less about politics, just because I think most politicians on either side of the fence are idiots, and they're only looking out for their own well-being. But I laugh when people say these phrases. I don't want the government in my life telling me what I can and can't do. But they get in their car and they drive on an expressway, and guess what's up there? A sign that says 55 miles per hour. You know what that sign is? A government-regulated sign. Well, they shouldn't tell me, oh, my goodness, my Second Amendment, and I'm going to guard against tyranny in case they come here and try something. Okay. You do realize in the 1930s, machine guns were outlawed, and no one can buy a machine gun? You know what that's called? Government regulation. You have a house. You want to add a third story to it. You have to go get a permit that allows you to add to a house that you paid for. You know what that is? Government regulation. So when people say that, I laugh. Because everything that we do in life that we're allowed or not allowed to do is regulated. If people, every person that talks about they don't want regulation, it's when to go to bed, when they have to go to school, when they have to eat dinner, what they should and shouldn't eat, when they can turn on video games. You know what that is? Regulations. We all live by a certain sort of regulation. So I think it's funny when I hear people get on that soapbox and talk about, well, I want the government to do this. Okay. Well, the government regulates a lot. You know what else they regulate? How much you pay in taxes. You know what else they regulate? When you go to the store to buy meat, they regulate how long that meat can sit in that box before it can be legally sold to you. Those are all regulations.
Yeah.
So I think it's funny.
I just might bring that up because, you know, it is, you know, I think rather appropriate during this day and age that, you know, it is discussed. And even though, you know, politics and sports usually don't mix, in this case, I think it had to do something, you know, to combine the two. So I thought I'd bring it up.
Well, I'm glad you did. Like I said, if he felt like he should say it, say it. If the owner feels like there should be repercussions, do it. I mean, hell, that's the way it works.
Yeah. And one more thing before I know you got a call coming in. We have a golf tournament here in the Garden State this week, the Northern Trust Tournament. And once again, speaking of repercussion, I think Woods is showing some repercussion because his back is acting up again and is off to a very poor start.
He's had injury after injury. He's older. It's going to happen. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, the big three are really struggling. Brooks, Koepka, and McIlroy.
Yeah, Lou, I'll tell you what. I like to believe it to be true, but I know it's not. If at the age of 5 you can fall and slip on concrete and get up and feel fine the rest of the day, if at age 50 you slip and fell on concrete, you screwed your whole week. Body just doesn't bounce back the same. So no difference for Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I mean, in golf years, he's what, 110?
Sure, he might be older than that. All athletes, their bodies are older than all athletes' bodies are older than what they really are, because you just don't bounce back the same.
No, you don't.
So, all right, my friend.
It doesn't take
hopefully
a rocket scientist to figure that out.
It does not. Hopefully I can catch up with you tomorrow on Friday for the talk about some of these games.
You got it.
All right, buddy. Have a good rest
of
the day. All righty. My man Lou, always good to hear from him. Good friend of the program. Let's pay this bill, and then we're going to take the good Ryan Dorfman on the other side.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Online with us right now on the Kerry Lackey Law Line, the one, the only, here on the Cave Show with PLR, the one and only Ryan Dorfman. Ryan, what's up, buddy? How are you?
What's going on, Paul? How you doing, man?
Good, my man. Yesterday Ryan was on. We are counting down the top 32 quarterbacks in the NFL. Yesterday we hit you with 32 through 20. Today we're going to bring you 19 through 10. Let me just recap this real quick for those of you that maybe you weren't with us. Now let's see why you wouldn't be, why you weren't with us yesterday. At number 32, I had the Washington Redskins and their ensemble of quarterbacks because we don't really know who it's going to be. At 31, I had Josh Allen. At number 30, I had it with an asterisk. It's either Fitzmagic or Josh Rosen. If it's Rosen, I'd say they possibly should move up a little bit just because I think he is really a pretty decent quarterback for lack of a better saying. Number 29, I have Joe Flacco. I think he's an abomination. I really do. And if I could have made him lower, I tried everything possible to make him the worst quarterback. I just couldn't. Washington, Buffalo would not allow me to because of the guys they have. 28, I had Lamar Jackson. I still think it's funny that remind everyone Joe Flacco got cut because he lost his job to a guy that could not complete a pass for an entire half. I'm not on Sam Darnold, who's 27. Not a big fan. I got pushed back from Ryan on that. Kyler Murray at 26. I think he'll be better. He just hasn't thrown an NFL pass. Eli Manning, who I think Ryan would put as the worst quarterback in the NFL. I had him at 25, the great Eli Manning. Jimmy Garoppolo, I had at 24. I just got to see more than the games that he's played. Marcus Mariota had at 23. Jameis Winston, we had at 22. I think there's upside to Winston. Just got to see it. Number 21, we had Nick Foles, who now will have the pressure of actually having a team that he has to run and not plan to fill in. And at number 20, we had Kirk Cousins. Anything before I hit him with number 19 that you want to say about that show from yesterday?
Yeah. I think it's very difficult to do what you're doing. I think it's just important just for you to, just before we get into it again, just to explain to everybody how exactly you're ranking these guys, because it's very difficult, Paul, because, I think from what you said yesterday, you were including how they've played over the last couple years. I mean, there's a lot of ways you could do it. In my opinion, I look at it as like blank team. I need a quarterback. I'm trying to get to the Super Bowl. Who am I taking like this year? I love Eli Manning. I felt horrible about, ranking him so low, but it's like, At his age, with his arm, it was like, he'd probably be one of the last guys I'd want if I was trying to get to the Super Bowl. And as crazy as that sounds, he's been to two of them already. I just don't think he could get me there. That's just where I'm coming from with this. I know you have a different way of coming up with these rankings, but it's tough. But I respect your willing to you know, put your opinion out there and give it a shot.
I appreciate it. I will say this again: this has nothing to do with fantasy football. Nothing. We're going to do a whole different show on fantasy football.
It's hard for me to
separate,
man. It's hard.
I know. Like I said, completely different because there's different leagues. There's PPR leagues. There's non-PPR leagues. There's so many other factors. So I'm taking fantasy out. We have a fantasy football show that we're going to do in a couple weeks. That's when we'll get into different rankings. And believe me, Brian, when we do the fantasy football show, I'm not talking all 32 quarterbacks. We're going to talk about because
you.
In fantasy football,
let me just be correct.
What'd you say?
I said, let me just be correct. The rankings that you're coming up with, is it correct to assume that this is like you're ranking all 32 guys in terms of you're trying to win the Super Bowl? Here's who I'm ranking from 1 to 32 as to who I want to be my starting quarterback. Is that
exactly? If I'm going to battle with these guys, I'm ranking. You know what? You're making it seem so nice, and the way you said it is correct. I'm basically saying these are the guys I want from the best to who sucks. How about that?
Yeah, and it's crazy. I feel horrible about Eli. I love Eli. I love the guy. He's going to be an interesting Hall of Fame case, but I hate to rank him that low. You know, I felt bad about it, but, I mean, it's just I don't know. It's just what I'm seeing. It's just it's my opinion. I'm not right, Paul. You're not right. I'm not right. These are just our opinions.
No,
we're fans of the game. I mean, there's no definitive answer as to, you know.
This is not a science. This is not a science, but with all that said,
yeah, no way.
Number 19, and I know I'm going to get pushback. I know it. I can feel it. And I know Ryan is probably going to flip a gasket when I say this. I have Andy Dalton at number 19 with the Cincinnati Bengals, and I'm just going to let you rant. Go for it.
I'd probably have Andy Dalton below Eli, by the way, in my opinion. Andy Dalton, I don't know. Look, the guy it's not that he's bad. He's mediocre. He's never been, I mean, has he been to the play? There's a chance he may have been to the playoffs. But he's replaceable. Like, you know, he's never done anything spectacular in his career. He's just eh. So for a guy like that, he doesn't have much upside, you know? Like Eli Manning, I'm like, all right, well, he's been to two Super Bowls. I mean, he's won two Super Bowls, you know. With Andy Dalton, I'm like, he's not young. He's never been to a Super Bowl before. He's never won a Super Bowl. He's just kind of floated around and been average for so long. And, like, for someone that just doesn't have any appeal to me, I'm like, honestly, if I were Cincinnati, I would have drafted a QB. I don't think Andy Dalton's that good at all. But he's not horrible. That's the only thing. It's weird. I don't know how to explain it.
I'm with you. It's like every time I say he sucks, he'll have a couple good games. He'll get on a run. Cincinnati held on to him. Mind you, we're getting into, I don't want to say mediocre quarterback, but we're getting into that they're okay quarterback. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, do you like hummus? It's okay. It's not bad. It's not good. It's okay. This is the hummus space of that. So,
but see, hold on, Paul. Hold on. You wouldn't say that about Kyler Murray. You wouldn't be like, oh, he's okay. You'd be like, oh, he's going to be great. He's got great. But see, you talk about them differently, though. For someone who's younger, like a Haskins or an Allen or a Darnold or a Rosen or a Murray, the conversation, the way you speak about him is a little bit different than how you talk about Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton's been in the league. You know he's mediocre. These guys, they're just starting out. They got potential. He doesn't. We've already seen him at his peak. He's not getting any better.
But then that's why I said when I put Kyler Murray at the number I put him, the first thing I said is it's just because I haven't seen him throw a pass in a real game. I made sure that was known from the beginning. It has nothing to do with what I think he's going to do. Do I think he'll be better than Andy Dalton? Yes. But until you actually play in a real game, I can't put you there. I hear that about Zion all the time. Zion is going to do this. Until I see him play in a real game,
I respect it.
You got to be lower than some other guys. But for time purposes, let's get going.
I see it.
Number 18, I have Cam Newton.
Oh, 18?
Yes.
Why? You think 18 quarterbacks are better than Cam Newton?
I think Cam Newton is a very good quarterback. I really do. But I have a quarterback that has always had completion percentage problems. Take out the year that everything fell right and he won MVP. And now I have this quarterback who has always had completion problems coming off surgery to the shoulder that throws the ball. I'm sorry. I know the offense is different. I know that they were 6-2 last year before he got hurt and he was running all over the place. But with all that talent and everything he's done, we've had one Super Bowl appearance. And that's it. And if you look at his completion rate throughout his career, it's always low. And as he gets older, he can't take those hits that he took a long time ago. I need my quarterback under center as much as possible, not because I'm saying I'm old and I think quarterbacks should just be stiff and under center, but his body can't take those hits anymore. And if he can't
take
his work...
I had no idea he was 30.
What?
I had no idea he was 30 years old. I thought he was like 26.
No. And so...
He's 30.
Think about it now. That body can't take those hits, and you're not... You're not an accurate passer. You've never been a 100% accurate passer. That's why I haven't met that number. No other reason.
I understand why you're putting him there. I didn't know he was 30. Okay, I didn't know he was 30. And you can't make the argument, you can't be like, oh, well, Tom Brady's 42 and he's still the best in the league. Yeah, but this is a guy, Cam Newton is not a pocket passer like Tom Brady, not even close. He's relied on his athleticism, his size, his speed. And yeah, you're right, that eventually that's going to go away. He's 30 years, he's a young 30. He just turned 30 in May. Still, I didn't know he was that old. So I would rank him a little lower than I had him. I don't know if I'd put him at 18, but I understand what you're trying to say, and you're right. His athleticism is going to diminish, and once that happens, he's going to be exposed.
Yep. So the next one, everyone in this country is going to say that I should be drug tested, and I don't care. I have Carson Wentz at 17.
Huh. Why?
And here, the best ability in football is availability. Can he finish a season? They won a Super Bowl. He was going to be the MVP probably that year. They won a Super Bowl. Was he there for the playoffs? They went back to the playoffs last year. Was he there for the playoffs? You make your mark of greatness in any sport by what you do when the games mean the most. He hasn't played in a game that means the most because he's always hurt when the games mean the most. And this year, he doesn't have what has proven to be over the last couple of years the best fill-in in football come and play for him. Can he stay healthy? Now, if he stays healthy and he has a great year, I have no issue with moving Carson Wentz into the top 10. And I think he would be worth it. But until this guy can finish his season and play when he's needed the most, I can't do it because he's never there.
Yeah. Oh, that's tough. I like Carson Wentz a lot. I see what you're saying, though. I mean, you make good points, man. You're making good points, but it's just when you come up with this list, it's like, I mean, I don't know. Are you assuming guys are at full health? I mean, you're incorporating health into it, and that changes things a little bit, I like Carson Wentz a lot. I think he's a very talented QB. Definitely when he's healthy, MVP caliber quarterback. I would have him a lot higher than you would, but that's only because I'm going in, when I rank him, I don't take the whole injury thing into account. I'm thinking at full strength, what I want is my QB. And also, you got to think about, would you rather have a guy who's going to get you to the Super Bowl and might not, make it, all the way there, but he'll get you there. Or you'd rather have a guy who's, less of an injury risk, but he's probably not elite enough to kind of make it to that hump. So it's an interesting question. I think he's a little too low, but you know, to each their own. I see your point with the injury thing. I get it.
Let me ask you a question. And here's how I'll say this to anybody that says, would you want the person that can get you there? Do you want to date the girl that's going to get you to the altar just so you can marry her best friend? No,
I see what you're saying, but I'm just going to tell you right now, and I kind of alluded to this yesterday with Claire, but there's you mentioned Newton and Wentz, and there's a guy you haven't mentioned. I know exactly who he is, and obviously you have a ranked ahead of him. We might talk about him today. I don't know how high you have this guy ranked, but right now I just want you to understand you've got Matthew Stafford ranked ahead of Cam Newton and Carson Wentz. Just so you understand, I'm sure you're well aware of that. It's your list, but I think that's ridiculous. We'll get into that once we get to him.
Yeah. What number did we leave off on? You threw me off. Oh, that was Carson Wentz was 17, 16. Derek Carr.
Yeah, how are you gonna put Derek Carr over Newton and Wentz? That's crazy. No way.
Because I saw what Derek Carr did when the Raiders actually put talent around him, and this year he actually has talent around him. And
does he? Who does he have?
Well, he has a receiver that he can actually catch the ball. Once his feet are right, and his feet will be fine by the time the season starts.
He has the best wide receiver. Frostburn or frostbite yesterday.
Dude, that was you know what? Ryan is bad karma to laugh at a man's misfortune, but how do you go cryo and not protect your feet? What is in your mind when they tell you protect your hands, protect your eyes, protect your ears, as a wide receiver, shouldn't something say, yo, what about my feet? I make my living with my feet. That's like
Paul, that is not a reflection on Antonio Brown. In my opinion, that is a reflection on the trainers for the Oakland Raiders. Therefore, I'm worried that if this guy has issues in the future, this season, you really trust the training staff that allow this guy to get frostbite? You trust them to make the right decision?
No. You're blaming Oakland. He did this on his own when he was training on his own.
He did?
This didn't happen through the Raiders. This happened when he did this on his own in France.
On his own?
Yeah, on his own.
Oh, God. That's stupid.
But that's why I have Derek Carr. Like I said, I think Derek Carr is a very if it was the other Carr, then yeah, then we'd have an issue. He got the football knocked out of him in Texas because Houston never they just pretty much played five guys on the line. As long as they fit the uniform, they said go protect this guy. And they did David Carr wrong, but that's a whole different subject. At number 15. I have Mitchell Trubisky. I think he's middle of the pack. I saw him make some really good throws. I saw him lead a team to the playoffs. The team this year has a tougher schedule. Will he be able to navigate that schedule? Will he be able to navigate and grow? This I actually made a call on. I had Sean Sierra, Chicago Bear, guy from Chicago. He has a daily radio show, does a lot of work, has a lot of insight with the Bears. So kind of cheated on this one a little bit because I didn't know whether to move him down a little bit, move him up a little bit. But from everything that he told me, and he had no idea I was putting this list together, from everything that he's heard and that he's seen, Mitchell Trubisky is ready to ascend. So I have him there. He has weapons on the outside. He has a great tight end. He has a couple backs that are phenomenal, or one back that's phenomenal. So this is kind of that middle of the road. Like I said, this is that middle of the road pack. So we'll see if he improves. If the Bears make the playoffs, I think he moves up. If the Bears miss the playoffs because of him, I think he moves down. But I think he's right there in the middle of the pack.
All right. I don't think he's better than Newton. I don't think he's better than Wentz. Period, point blank. I don't think it's even close. I think the reason that the Bears are so good is because of their defense. Their defense is arguably number one. I think it was number one last year for sure. arguably perceived to be number one going into this year as well. They have an amazing defense. That's why that team did so well. I'm not, you know, hating on the guy. I think he's a solid QB. Looks pretty good so far. I just would rather have Wentz and Newton in a heartbeat over Mitchell Trubisky.
One thing I will say, at the end of the year, there was one guy taking snaps. There was another guy not. That means
that's,
something.
That's not a reflection of him. That's the Bears having the number one defense and getting some defense win championships. It's not Cam Newton's fault that, you know, his defense was.
You said Wentz. I listen to what I said. When it comes to him and Wentz, I had one guy still under center taking snaps, and for the second year in a row, I had one guy that wasn't taking snaps at all. He was on the sideline.
Okay. All right.
Number 14. One of the best fantasy quarterbacks ever. That is a stat guy that never really gets to win when he should win. But I still think that he's been done a disservice by his team because they never quite get the right guys to fit what he does. And here's your guy, the one, the only, Matt Stafford.
Oh, my God. are you... Why, man? Why?
They never give him. Have you ever seen the movie Friday?
Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen the movie Friday. Of course I've seen Friday.
Okay. There's this line in that movie where it goes, how come we never have two things that match? How come we have ham, no burger? Peanut butter, no jelly? Same with the frickin' Lions. You get him a receiver mm-hmm. that's halfway decent, you don't get him a running game. Then you try to find him a running game. When you try to have a running game, you had no receivers. They never get him complementary weapons at the same time. And they basically
mm-hmm.
tell a guy, drop back 50 times, fling it around the yard, do your best.
Yeah.
I don't think they give him the proper tools for me to really say this guy sucks or this guy is great. He's in the middle. So – that's why I have him
in fourth. I don't know, man. He's solid. He's all right. I'd rather have Wentz. I'd rather have Newton. He's one of those guys. I don't know. You know, he came in number one pick overall. You know, he had Calvin Johnson, couldn't get it done. You know, I mean, I don't know. Stafford's a weird guy. I mean, yeah, he's solid. He's just, you know, I don't think he's, you know, Super Bowl caliber. I'd rather, you know, have a guy like Wentz. I'd rather have a guy like Newton. I don't think that he would be able to get me to the Super Bowl. I think he's solid, but he's not good enough. He's not good enough, unfortunately.
Remember, you're doing the one thing. You're looking at stuff from revisionist glasses. If you told me I had Cam Newton at his age and his health from 2017, yes, I'm taking Cam Newton over Matthew Stafford. In 2019, I have a 30-year-old quarterback coming off shoulder surgery that is not a 60% passer. Why am I going to take him over a guy that is?
I just like Cam Newton. I just have an affinity. I just like him. I liked him when he was at Auburn. I like the guy. I just like him. I mean, and that's people we like who we see like in the college stuff. Like we just get attached to those kind of people, and like I just like Cam Newton more than most people.
My son has a Cam Newton. He has two quarterback jerseys, and Cam Newton is one of them. So hey, I get it. I 100% get what you're saying. Number 13.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Dak Prescott.
Uh huh.
I think Dak can command a locker room. I think Dak has respect of his teammates. I think Dak is mm-hmm. a leader. Dak without Zeke is like toast without butter. It's just not right. There are some quarterbacks that can find ways when they have nothing. For example,
right.
Russell Wilson, the last couple of years, Seattle basically said to him, here's our play. And they drew it up in the dirt. We're going to snap the ball to you. You're going to run around in a circle. Avoid getting hit. And then when someone finally comes open, 13 seconds into it, throw the ball to them. And then on defense, mm-hmm. we're going to take all the playmakers away that won a Super Bowl. We're going to take them all away from him. You can't have none of them. But you run around like crazy and then throw the ball, and he still wins. I don't think Dak is that guy. I think Dak is got my offensive line, check. Got my stud running back, check. Oh, you went out and got me a receiver, now I got a receiver, check. I have a serviceable tight end, check. Now watch me go do work. There's nothing wrong with that. But I can't reward him for that the same way I'm going to reward some of the other guys once we get into the top 10. So number 13,
yeah.
Dak Prescott. Paying him $30 million a year, you will handicap your team. I say you offer mm-hmm. it. This is just me. From the management perspective, player side, I'm saying you go get all the money you can because the team only looks at you as an asset anyway. As management, I say, we're going to offer you $25, $24 million. If you think that's too low for you, you go out there and you test the market. And if there's another team willing to pay you 30, hey, more power to you, go get your money. But we're not doing it.
Uh-huh. I like
that's
that.
How I feel about him.
Yeah, I like him. I think, you know, he's good. I don't think he's elite. He's good, though. I don't have any issue with him. He's kind of like just a guy. Like, yeah, he's good, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't have any issue with that. I mean, that's pretty, you know, I agree with this kind of range you have him in, so I'm okay with Dak.
Number 12, Deshaun Watson, Houston Texans.
Wow. 12. Okay.
You're like, wow, that's cool.
Okay.
That's too low.
Yeah,
you're
is.
Like, you're doing this time wrong. It's too low.
Yeah, I have him at 5. So.
Yeah. Go ahead, though.
Deshaun Watson, very good quarterback. Deshaun
mm-hmm.
Watson has, if Antonio Brown is the best receiver, he probably has the next best receiver, and I'm not disrespecting Julio Jones before anyone jumps on my back, but I think Hopkins is that good of a wide receiver. The thing with Deshaun is I've got to see him be able to say, I know we don't have a running back. I know my team's not helping me with the running back. I know there's some other things I got to do. I just haven't seen him do that yet. I haven't. I don't think he's a bad quarterback. I think he's a very good quarterback. I think he can snatch some victories from the jaws of defeat. I just don't think he's better than the next 11 guys that I'm going to say. It's just that
okay.
It's not a – I hate him. I just don't think – at this point, it's a matter of how good do I think you are. And
okay.
I don't see it. He's a 60% passer. He does not have a lot of turnovers. So I hear that. Now we're getting into nitpicking on who we think is the best or who we think is really good. And I just
mm-hmm.
think he falls in that range. Now, I will say this. With the next quarterback, I'm saying, if you tell me you want to flip them, I have no issue with that. It was hard for me to do these two, but at number 11, I have Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
I think Baker is the same as Deshaun in that he commands a locker room. He can put the ball on you where it's needed.
Mm-hmm.
He without a doubt. Now, not only does he have Landry, he now has Odell. They moved Duke Johnson out of there, so now we know who your runners are. We know that he has a good tight end. We know that offensive line is pretty good. The only knock
mm-hmm.
I have against him right now, and I don't know if it's him or Cleveland, and I'm going to lean towards it was more last year at Hugh Jackson Cleveland before Hugh got fired, but they were 1-6 against teams with winning records. He beat up teams that he should have beat up. And he got robbed at a game in Oakland. I understand that. So if you want to swap Baker and Deshaun, I'm fine with it. Do I think either one outshines the other one at this stage of their very young career? No. I think they're both very good. Both very good. And then
okay.
I have this guy, and this will be the last one for today. And I would have put him even lower than this if I could have justified it, because I think he's the most overrated quarterback in football, Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan, okay. You have him above Baker and Watson. Okay.
All
right.
Matt Ryan is the Eddie Haskell of quarterbacks. Everything he does seems right, yada yada. But you know that when the going get tough, which Matt Ryan do you get? Do you get the Matt Ryan that was this close? You can't see it, it's on radio, but I'm doing my Discord finger. This close to beating Tom Brady in a Super Bowl. Or do you get the Matt Ryan who shrinks up and kind of disappears from time to time? Which one do you get? All the talent is there. He can make all the throws. He quietly had a good season last year. He may be one of the toughest quarterbacks to rank. I've seen people have him ranked highest as the number two quarterback in the NFL. For that, I say your organization should drug test you. But at number 10, Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. I like Mayfield and Watson, but it's tough, man. I've got them both ranked higher than I've got Watson higher. I don't know about Mayfield, but yeah, Matt Ryan's kind of. I don't know how to describe. I think you kind of did it well, did it justice describing how he is. So good on you.
So tomorrow 9-1. You want to hang? Here I have number one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I think we all know who you have number one, but yeah, for sure.
We'll see. You have an open invite on the show tomorrow if you'd like.
Okay. I like it.
So
I'll take it.
All right, buddy. hey, tell everyone where they can follow you at, my friend.
Yeah, hit me up on Twitter at Avery Dorfman. Hit me up on Instagram at Ryan Dorfman. Avery Ryan is my name. Yeah, man, you guys know what it is. Appreciate you listening, and maybe back tomorrow. 1 through 9.
Hey, we're putting together the fantasy show, and I know I haven't texted you about it, but it's a couple weeks down the line. If you would like to be part of it, we'd love to have you part of it. I know you said that that's the one thing you love more than anything. And like I said, we're not doing 32 quarterbacks. We're doing 10 quarterbacks, mm-hmm. 10 receivers, the top 10. And then if anyone has questions, I'm going to open it up to call-ins and a whole nine. If anyone has questions, they can call in. We're just going to give people who we think they should take, basically, if it's a standard league or a PPR league. But we're not going to get mm-hmm. down to, you're in round 13, take this guy. We don't have a seven-hour radio show. So,
mm-hmm.
But we're going to give the tops. Running backs, obviously skill position, flex guys, all that stuff, and going to have some fun with it. So, looking forward to doing that.
I like it, man. let's do it. Let's do it. Count me in.
All right, buddy. We'll speak tomorrow, and I hope you have a good rest of your Friday Eve.
Sounds good. You as well.
All right, Ryan. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Paul. Bye-bye.
All right. That's my man, the one, the only Ryan Dorfman. So, tomorrow, we go 9-1. You think you know who I'm going to have number one, but you might be wrong. You never know what's in the recesses of my mind. Also tomorrow, we're laboring to get our Cave Show, Sports Cave Insider. We want to talk a little Indians baseball tomorrow as well. So we'll see if we can make that happen. The Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, that's where you get us at the Sports Cave, Caves with a K. SportsCave.com, Caves with a K. And you can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR underscore. This is fun. I love doing stuff like this. Until tomorrow, everyone, have a great Friday Eve. We do it up tomorrow. It is Friday. Until then, take care. This is KSHO PLR. This is PLR. Talk to you soon.